Hello, I'm Charles Coves, Australasia's passion provocateur. Welcome to this week's episode of the Charles Coves Show. In this week's episode, I aim to provoke your thinking in new ways by asking you whether you should be speaking out against matters that you oppose. Are you staying silent through fear? Are you staying silent because you think your views, your opinions don't matter? Are you staying silent because you think there's no point in opposing? There are many challenges today in Australia and all around the world to truth, to justice, to logic, to reason, to ethics, to fairness, to tradition, and to many joys of life. If you're not happy with what's going on in your society, then I say it's important that you do something about it by speaking out. It takes courage to speak out. You may have got into trouble in the past for speaking out. I want to excite you about the value of reviewing your mental blockages to speaking out and then raising your self-awareness about your internal decision-making processes. It's both scary and exciting about taking the risks of speaking out. I suggest it's important for us in Australia and for your society, wherever you are, that more of us have the courage, find the courage to speak out. Our format for the show is the usual format. I explore today's big idea. I share six resources that will help you think more deeply about the big idea, review some key happenings over the course of the past week, and then for newer viewers, newer listeners, I explore the foundational principles for this show and some background about me at the last part so that the regular viewers and listeners don't have to listen to the same stuff. So let's get into today's big idea. Should you be speaking out about what's happening in your society today? Do you think you should be speaking out, but you're worried about doing so? Today's show was inspired by some happenings in the local municipality in which Julie and I live, in the city of Monash. There was planned by the council, by the councillor sitting in their lovely appointed city council building, and that's okay to have it lovely, but not when they're doing stupid things. The councillors decided to have transgenders, people who claim to have transitioned, men dressed as women. They wanted to read stories to children, 1 to 6 year olds, in the Oakley Library. Thank goodness residents found out about this. I mean, why would transgenders want to be reading stories dressed up as women, which is happening a lot in America, to 1 to 6 year olds? What's all that about? So the residents turned up at the council meeting and started asking questions. The councillors didn't answer the questions. They said, we've thought about all of the risks and the profile and the safety of the blah, blah, blah. And they essentially didn't answer the questions of the protesters. And then they called the police. Get that, okay? This is democracy in action. And the protesters, Avi Yemeni of Rebel News, did a good job interviewing the protesters. The transgender supporters who were there wearing masks, they couldn't explain why they're there. They considered anybody opposing transgenders to be neo-fascists, fascists, neo-Nazis, right-wing extremists. Just think about that. Labelling people who don't want transgender people reading stories to 1 to 6 year olds as fascists, as right-wing extremists. And so the good news is that on Thursday this week, so after council pretended to be sticking to its guns, the event has been cancelled. There will be no reading to 1 to 6 year olds at the Oakley Library. And so if the residents had not spoken out, that reading would have happened. Now, you just think about that. Get a five-year-old child sitting there with a bloke dressed in drag. Okay, you think about why on earth is that happening? I say those people who want to read to children have got malintent. It's nothing to do with fairness. It's nothing to do with diversity. That is BS. I hope you know what BS means. This is the democratic process. And it's up to us to understand that. We don't need to be violent, but councillors who are spending your money in local council, state government politicians, federal government politicians, they don't have any money. They're spending your money. They're making decisions about you. They're making decisions about your life. And they're making decisions on topics that you didn't vote for because they didn't even talk about it in their electioneering. You see, right now in Victoria, we have the worst premier in our entire history, as you've heard me say many times. I'm seeking whistleblowers who are willing to give evidence about the corruption and the waste that's happening in the Victorian government, in the Victorian public service. And there's a lot of it, but people are scared to speak out. They're scared they'll be targeted by the government, and there's good reason for that fear. However, do you avoid doing anything that's scary? I meet a lot of people. I meet very few people who want to argue with me that the transgender nonsense, that the woke nonsense, that the politically correct nonsense is how they want society to be. But the people who want to change the society, they're the activists. Okay, they say, yes, we want the right as transgenders to read stories to five-year-olds because we want to seduce them into not accepting that they are boys or girls. Well, that might be their view. They're entitled to have that view. I oppose that view. And democracy is not about pandering to every single minority group. And I suggest to you, it's less than 0.1% of the population that wants to transition. In fact, I know thousands of people, literally thousands of people, not one of them has come to me and said, I transitioned, I want to transition. And while I'm saying this, one of my brothers is gay. He's entitled to be gay. But he doesn't have to, and nor does any gay person have to thrust down people's throats imposing their desire for me to behave in particular ways. And that's why I speak out. That's why I do this show. And also to provoke you to speak out about what matters to you. I think the mainstream media has an agenda because I think the vast majority of people disagree with what's happening in these areas. It's important to understand that politicians have an agenda. They are not here, as I've explored in last week's show, they're not here for your benefit. They have other agendas going on. There are global forces putting pressure on Australian politicians, on American politicians, on UK politicians, on Canadian politicians. All is not as it seems. And if you bother to take some time researching that, you will start to see the influences on these politicians. Now, government then decides it wants to pursue a woke agenda. It wants to pursue a transgender support agenda. Well, guess what happens? Government says to major accounting firms, major law firms, if you don't support our political agenda, we're not going to give you work. We're not going to pay your fees. Do you like that? And the big four accounting firms, a majority of their income comes from government contracts. I'm involved in a charity that has received money from government, and I would like to push this charity to raise certain matters, but the board says if we do that, then we won't get government funding. It's interesting, okay, it's seditious pressure. And governments do that. They say it's also happening with the announcement of the Tasmanian stadium. I'm going to mention it below, but they're also saying, hey, we'll give you money on the one hand, but you have to support our agenda. How about that? That's called bribery. That's called corruption. So I consider the answer is for more of us to speak up, to speak out. Speak out about what you're not happy about. Speak with your friends and your neighbours about what you're not happy about. Write letters to the editor. There are dangers in doing so. There are risks in doing so. There are drawbacks in doing so, but there are benefits. It's exciting to be taking risks. It heightens your senses. You start to go, gosh, what do I say? And then secondly, it's exciting when someone comes and attacks us and says, you shouldn't be saying that. And you go, well, hang on, I'm entitled to say that. I'm a human being. I have every right to say that. Julie and I watched a documentary just recently. And as we were watching the documentary, I was enjoying the coffee just like I am now. A documentary called The Last Days. And it was on five Jews who had suffered through the Holocaust in Hungary. And my friend Tom mentioned it to me. And I watched it. It was very moving. And the Nazis would not have got away with the Holocaust if more people had spoken out. And the strategy of government is to demonize anybody who speaks out against the government agenda, just like it demonizes anybody who speaks out against the transgender agenda, okay? Or anybody who speaks out against wokeness. They go, oh, you are a far-right extremist. I say BS. The names that are thrown at you to shut you up, that's the government strategy, and that's what the Nazis did in World War II. They demonized Jews. And so if people had spoken out, society changes. And the documentary was a salutary reminder to people who had been best friends with these Jews. They didn't speak up when the soldiers came to take the Jews from Hungary. I urge you to go deep into your soul and ask the question, should I be speaking out against matters that I oppose? Am I too frightened to speak out? Where does this fear come from? Go deep. Look into your soul. Find out what stops you from speaking your truth, from living life on your terms, from fighting, from being willing to fight for the traditions and the joys of life that you think are important based on your unique experience. That's what democracy is. And each one of us, 8 billion of us, have had unique experiences. Even you, if you had an identical twin, have had a different experience in life to your identical twin. This is the learning journey. And you raise your self-awareness by meditating on these matters and starting to ask the question, what stops me? How do I want my life to be? So let's get some resources to help you go more deeply, to raise that self-awareness. And my song this week is a wonderful song by Jim Nabors. Tough song to sing, I've Got to Be Me. Powerful words. Whether I'm right or whether I'm wrong, whether I find a place in the world or never belong, I gotta be me. I've gotta be me. What else can I be but what I am? I want to live, not merely survive, and I won't give up this dream of life that keeps me alive. I gotta be me. The dream that I see makes me what I am. What's the dream that you have? And when you listen to the words of these songs, and that's why I give you a song, because you review what the message is, and the songwriters and the musicians and the creatives are often leading edge thinkers. That's why protest songs are important. My favorite definition of music. Music is the language of the soul. You go deep inside you. And the lyrics go on. That faraway prize, a world of success, is waiting for me if I heed the call. So what is success? I've shared that in previous episodes. Success is the progressive realization of your worthy ideals, not mine, yours? What are your worthy ideals? That's the prize, living your dream. And if you don't want a transgender world, if you don't want a woke world, if you don't want an identity politics world, then you have to fight for it. And the lyrics go on. I'll go it alone. That's how it must be. I can't be right for somebody else if I'm not right for me. So listen to the song, sing it out loud, and find the songs that really resonate with you, because when you sing them, that's why armies have songs, you know, when they're going into battle, because it taps into our soul, which is the source of your courage. Fear comes from your mind. Courage comes from your heart. Hence the word courage from the French word cœur. The etymology of the word courage is from the French word cœur, from the Latin cœur, meaning heart. You come from your heart space. That's where you overcome the fear. That's what this is about, to speak out and overcome the fear. Your mind says don't do it, but your heart says I must do it. My book this week is a wonderful book, The Babylon Bee Guide to Wokeness. And the reason why this is such ironic humor, it's very clever, The Babylon Bee. And it says, how to take your wokeness to the next level by cancelling friends, breaking windows, and burning it all to the ground. That's the danger. That's the agenda that we're heading to. And so Babylon Bee makes fun of it, makes fun of these trends. And you need to be aware there's a lot of people who agree with you. I say the vast majority of people agree with you. They don't want to destroy our societies. It's a minority of people who want to destroy our societies. My spiritual tip is that you meditate. Spend time meditating on what is going on for you with the fears that stop you speaking out if you would like to, but you're not doing so. My health tip, I've got two health tips. Number one, chlorine dioxide. Look it up. It's been recommended to me over the last couple of years, and I finally started to act on it. It has remarkable health properties. It's, in simple terms, an oxygenation of your blood to enable the functioning of your body as it should function. And the second health tip I have for you, and I've been reading some emails this week, and I've been saying for many years, do not take statins. Statins are a fraud, and I'll happily debate that with anybody, because you look at the research, and that's what the journey that we've been on over the last 3 years has done. We are all realizing the frauds that are being perpetrated on us. Statins are a fraud. I think it's the largest or second largest selling drug on the planet, and doctors are running around saying that your cholesterol level should be A, should be B. That's like saying you should be 5'9", and if you're taller than that, we're going to cut your legs down. It's madness. Look into it deeply. If you're on statins, you pay, your health is paying a big price. My quote is by a wonderful educator, Brian Tracy. I've been a fan of him for some 30 years. And he shared it. I think he dug it out somewhere, but I learned it from him. It's this: difficulties are sent not to obstruct us, but to instruct us. Difficulties are sent not to obstruct, but instruct. And so the difficulties of speaking out, in this case that I'm talking about, you can see, oh, it's difficult to speak out, yes, but it also instructs you about you and self-awareness. You, through these difficulties, are instructed about what's going on inside your subconscious mind, what's going on inside your heart, your soul, your spirit. So avoiding difficulties means you get much less instruction. And in my life, I found that most people avoid difficulties. I say the great life is the embracing of difficulties, because then you get massive instruction. Yummy coffee. And so, for the spot of humor. And here I am essentially saying, speak up, speak the truth. Well, let me tell you about the benefits of telling the truth. Jack, decided to go skiing with his buddy Bob. They loaded up Jack's minivan and headed north into the snow. After driving for a few hours, they got caught in a terrible blizzard. They pulled into a nearby farm and asked the attractive lady who answered the door, you know, could they stay at her farm overnight? The lady says, I realize it's terrible weather out there, but you know, I've recently become a widow and the neighbors will talk, you know, if you stay in the house, but I've got a barn out there and it's not as comfortable as a house, but is that okay if you stay there? You're most welcome to stay there. And Jack says, no, don't worry, that will be great. And if the weather clears in the morning, we'll be gone at first light, won't cause you any troubles whatsoever. The lady agrees. The men made their way to the barn. Come morning, the weather cleared. They were on their way. They didn't see the lady again, and they had a wonderful, wonderful week of skiing. About 9 months later, Jack got an unexpected letter from an attorney. It took him a few minutes to figure it out, but he finally determined that it was from the attorney of the attractive woman that he and Bob had met when they were on their skiing trip 9 months previously. He dropped in on his friend Bob and he said to him, Bob, do you remember that good-looking widow whose farm we stayed on when we were hit by that blizzard? Sure, says Bob. Did you happen to get up in the middle of the night and go and pay her a visit? Yes, says Bob, a little bit embarrassed. I do have to admit that I did do that. And did you happen to use my name instead of telling her your name? Bob's face turned red. He says, oh, gosh, I'm sorry I did that. Yes, I'm embarrassed to say that is what I did. Well, says Jack, she just died and she left me everything. Ah, what a great story about telling the truth. I love it. I love great jokes. So use these resources and think about today's big idea of speaking out. Speaking out could make a massive beneficial difference to your life. Work out how today's message can make a difference to your life. My aim for this show is to provoke you, motivate you, educate you about ways in which you can live life on your terms, as Jim Nabor's wonderful song goes. I invite you to subscribe to this YouTube channel, to this Rumble channel, to the podcast, to invite your family, friends, work colleagues, share it with them if you think it's of value. Visit our websites, coves.com, charlescoves.com. My two main books, Passionate People Produce and Passionate Performance, are both available at those websites. And both of those books continue to sell and people still give me great feedback on those books. So now a quick review about what's happened over the course of the last week. And I mentioned the Tasmanian Stadium proposed by the AFL, the Australian Football League, and the federal government has announced $280 million of funding for a $750 million stadium. Well, let me say the last major stadium that was built in Perth, the cost was double the budgeted cost. $750 million? I don't think so. But you watch what the government, federal government's going to do with this funding. It will put pressure on the AFL to support the constitutional change of putting in the voice into the constitution that I oppose and many Australians oppose. And this is where the name calling happens. The government says, if you don't support the constitutional change, then you're a racist. You don't want Aborigines in Australia to progress. Again, I say BS. And I say this funding by the federal government will come with strings attached, number one. Number two, the cost is going to blow out hugely. Another example on cost blowouts. I was reading an article in this week's Australian that the snowy hydro scheme 2.0, which is essentially a big battery, it was going to cost $2 billion and be completed in 4 years, okay, 2017. $2 billion was the budget. It's now $10 billion, won't be completed before 2029. And that's the budget as of today. There's no way it'll be built by 2029. You cannot believe anything government says. I urge you to see the show Driftwood the Musical if you are in Melbourne. My friend Tanya De Jong is one of the producers with her husband Peter Hunt. And it's a wonderful show and it's about a life story. Julie and I have seen it previously, and it's all been improved, been revised, and Tanya says hugely improved. But it's a very powerful story. It's a story of her grandmother and not being caught in the Holocaust during the 1930s in Austria. The other matter that's happened during the week is the legalization of ivermectin in Australia. You see what's happening, just be aware. The banning of it in the first place was fraudulent. Now it's back. Why? Because people have been speaking out about the fraud. It's good to see that more doctors are pushing back against the fraud. Another piece of news is that I will be speaking at a public event on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. If you want to know about that, I'm going to be talking about your inalienable rights, your personal sovereignty, the legal structure for your inalienable rights. Please come along. It will help build your knowledge around your rights to actually speak out. And then lastly, the federal government is announcing its budget on Tuesday night. And you just watch the spending that's going on, the debt burden that this country has, that Victoria has. Governments cannot keep spending like drunken sailors. You will pay a price. I will pay a price. We have to understand the price that needs to be paid for this spending that is spent in many cases in non-transparent, corrupt ways. So, if you're new to the show, stick around. I'll go through the foundational principles for the show and some more background about me. Thanks for being with us. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Thanks for sharing. Thanks for subscribing. I wish you a week full of passion, of challenge, of truly enjoying the joys of life, of risk-taking. Have a great week. I'll see you next week. Bye. Now, for listeners and viewers who want to know more about my background and what else I do with my life, as well as the foundational principles for this show that's now over 140 episodes, here it is. Since 1993, when I left my legal career, a career that I loved, so this is now 30 years, I have inspired, motivated, and provoked people to discover and pursue their passion. I have helped people with the books that I've written, with speeches at conferences, with seminars, with work with companies, team building programs, and one-on-one executive coaching. I've done this work in big companies, small companies, in government entities. One of my core principles is that freedom is what makes us truly human. That's why one of the greatest threats of government that leads you to observe the law is the loss of your freedom via being jailed. Incarceration. Without freedom, you and I are not much different to animals. This commitment I have for freedom is carried out by me primarily through five channels of activity. Number one, I fight to preserve your freedom and everyone's freedom to pursue their passion. Number two, inspiring you to be free through excellent health. Number three, helping preserve freedom globally through the expansion of industrial hemp. I'm CEO of a hemp company that manufactures the world's best machinery. Hemp is a miraculous crop that enables every community to thrive independently of government. And in this way, the power of government to take away your freedom is minimized. Of course, as a subset of that, I fight for freedom to drink coffee. Number four, I fight for freedom through legal strategies, through being the interface between lawyers and their clients, because clients don't understand lawyers and lawyers don't understand clients. And finally, as chairman of the Australian Institute of Comedy, I fight for freedom of thought and speech by comedians through humour, comedy and laughter, because suppressing the freedom of speech of comedians is the beginning of the end of freedom. The foundational principles for this weekly show are founded on the formula SA plus P equals S. Your self-awareness, SA plus P, your passion, equals S, your success. You will be successful when you have high self-awareness and you're pursuing your passion. The best definition of success that I have found over the years is this: success is the progressive realization of your worthy ideal. This show is also guided by Socrates' famous principle, the unexamined life is not worth living. You can see I'm wearing my red jacket. I always wear my red jacket in public presentations. Red is the color of passion. Each week I explore one big idea that can change your life. And it's just one big idea, because then there's a chance that you will remember it. If I share too many ideas, it all goes into fluff and you can't remember it and you keep doing what you've always done. I hope to inspire you to make one small change, just one thing. When I share that big idea, I then share some practical resources. You've heard what those six resources are: a song, the lyrics of a song, a book, a spiritual tip, a health tip, a quote, and, of course, some humour. This show is not politically correct. And I love certain addictions, including coffee and exercise and reading and some unmentionable in polite company addictions. You can turn your mind to what you might think that might be. This show definitely subscribes to the view that we have a spiritual life. So if that offends you, don't watch, don't listen. I promise you I don't include anything in this show that I don't believe to be of value, that I don't believe to be useful. I would never accept sponsorship for a product that I didn't believe was of value. If you have any questions or suggestions, please email me at charles@coves.com. Again, thanks for listening to this last piece as well. I look forward to having you with me for future shows in the weeks and months to come. Bye.